Joel Jackson, the tribal president of the organized village of Cake, says it's impossible to separate the Tongass National Forest from the dinner table.
That's the way I was taught from my father. You know, he never liked the word subsistence either. He always just explained it to me. It's our way of life.
And Jackson feels like that way of life could be threatened if new roads are built in the national forests surrounding Cake. Historically, large-scale industrial logging in the region damaged deer habitat and salmon streams. And Jackson says the village can't afford to have its main food source jeopardized again.
We have no other choice but to stand up and say, no more logging, no more road building in our area.
This decades-long battle isn't centered on the roads themselves. It's about access. Or, as Senator Lisa Murkowski put it, making sure the Tongass is a working forest. Much of the remaining harvestable old-growth trees are in areas that are hard to get to. Last summer, Murkowski and a top federal official toured the last remaining large sawmill. And in August, the Forest Service announced it would revisit how, and if, the roadless rule should apply to Alaska. Jackson says he wanted Cake to be a part of that conversation. The plans include Southeast Alaska tribes as cooperating agencies, providing crucial input. But he says it hasn't always felt that way.
That remains to be seen.
In February, the organized village of Cake and the other cooperating agencies received a robust 500-page document detailing the various options on the table for the Tongass. From one extreme to the other, the roadless rule staying in place to the roadless rule going away for Alaska. And of course, everything else in between. In any case, Jackson says it was a lot to take in for the small tribal government, and the Forest Service gave them just 2 weeks to make comments.
We're not lawyers or anything, so, you know, we have to get help to understand a lot of, you know, what they're saying.
Jackson says he asked the Forest Service for more time, a few days, so the tribe could sort everything out and make meaningful suggestions.
They said they had a timeline and they were going to stick to it.
In an emailed statement, the Forest Service didn't directly address why it didn't grant the tribal government the extension. But it said there are other ways for cooperating agencies to participate. Raymond Paddock, the environmental coordinator at Central Council of the Tlingit Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska, says he thinks the Forest Service is trying to do its best with the directions it was given. However,
it was definitely a rush process.
Central Council is also a cooperating agency providing feedback on the roadless rule. But ultimately, the tribal government decided not to weigh in on this latest comment period because Paddock says they wanted to defer to the smaller tribes.
Where we feel that those are the most impact areas.
The Forest Service is shooting for a summer release for its draft environmental impact statement on the roadless rule. As for the organized village of Cake, they made the 2-week deadline and got their comments in. But tribal president Joel Jackson says it wasn't without a struggle.
Just takes a lot of time to go page by page.
Now, he's looking forward to getting back to another big project. Cake is in the process of restoring a cannery with the hopes of attracting more small cruise ships. Jackson thinks that's the future, and he wants those visitors to be able to appreciate the old-growth trees that are left. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.